This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Three states, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Arkansas, hold key Senate primaries tomorrow. In Pennsylvania, Senator Arlen Specter, who left the GOP last year to become a Democrat, is in the fight of his life for a sixth term. In Kentucky, the candidate of the Republican Party establishment is trailing one backed by the Tea Party movement. And in Arkansas, Senator Blanche Lincoln, a Democratic centrist, is facing a challenge from her left. We have three reports now, beginning with NPR's Don Gagne in Media, Pennsylvania.
Not long ago, the Democratic Senate primary in the Keystone State seemed like a lock for five-term incumbent Arlen Specter. But since then, the double-digit lead in the polls that Specter had long enjoyed has disappeared, as undecided voters moved heavily toward his challenger, Congressman Joe Sestak. At Sestak campaign headquarters in the town of Media, Pennsylvania, volunteers worked the phones today with the sense that this final day's effort could make the difference.
Can Joe Sestak count on your vote tomorrow?
Joe Sestak.
Oh, that's great. Now you know where...
On the sidewalk outside is 74-year-old Jim Henry. He's a retired electrician, a union member, and says he's voting for Sestak despite the state AFL-CIO's endorsement of Specter. Henry says he likes that Sestak is a 30-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and that he's running as a very traditional Democrat. It's also clear that he's never been a fan of Arlen Specter, and Specter's party switch last year doesn't change that.
I always classified him as the ultimate politician. He put his finger up in the air, and whatever the wind blows, that's the way he went.
Henry adds that over the years, there were too many votes by Specter for the policies of George W. Bush and too much support for Supreme Court nominees by Republican presidents. Just a few blocks up the street, Caroline Felker is having a late lunch at a downtown diner. She's a retired school administrator and 63 years old. Felker says she's a Republican turned Democrat who switched parties a few years ago. Like Specter, she found the GOP no longer had room for moderates such as herself, and says he's been a fine U.S. senator who's represented the state of Pennsylvania well for three decades. As for the position Specter finds himself in, fighting to survive against a challenger who's got all the momentum.
He squeaked out a number of them in the past. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that he'll survive again. It would be a real tragedy if he lost.
Latest polls out today show the race to be dead even. Don Gagne, NPR News, in Media, Pennsylvania.